You're leaving.
Blog Talk Radio.
From last week's show on energetic protection, and we will be talking about different ways that you can stay elevated in your consciousness and your vibration. But before we get started, we have a message from our sponsor, Audible.com.
Happy New Day, everyone. Today's sponsor is Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free book when you sign up for a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/soulsolution.
And also, before we get started, just a few announcements. Every Wednesday, we have group DNA activation sessions. at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard. And you can visit DNAReplicate.com to sign up and to learn more about our sessions, as well as the other energetic cleaning and clearing services that we offer. And we also have a YouTube channel now for our Soul Solution Blog Talk radio show, and you can visit and subscribe to our YouTube by typing in Laota, L-A-O-T-A, space, of the sun, O-F-T-H-E-S-U-N. And we have a lot of our archive shows up there for the ones that you missed or the ones that you would like to revisit. And also this information is in the episode info for this show. Now we will bring on our host, Ms. Laota Rasul. Ms. Laota, are you
Thank
there?
Thank you, Afia. I am. Thank
You're
you,
welcome.
Afia.
You're welcome.
Well, I want to welcome everyone. Greetings, salutations in Lakesh. And I'm so happy to be here today and to continue our dialogue. And, of course, everyone is free to call in with questions and comments, and we will try to get to anyone who calls in today. But I want to give you the book of the week. And this book this week is especially meaningful to me because it's a book that I have studied in great detail. The name of it is The Teachings of Don Juan, Practical Applications of the Works of Carlos Castaneda's. And this is from the publisher's summary. What he says is that Carlos Castaneda's first book, The Teachings of Don Juan, To the Power of Silence, millions of readers have long enjoyed the fantastic teachings of Juan Mathis, the Yaqui shaman from northern Mexico. Here, Victor Sanchez offers practical techniques based on Castaneda's writings and including experiences of the body in the, as a field of energy, of not doings, of the personal self, and stopping the internal dialogue, the magic of attention, and setting up dreaming, the warrior's greatest love, and more. This is a book that I have read many, many, many times, and I continue to read. And this morning when I woke up, I noticed the book right after I awoke, and I said, oh, well, this is definitely time for us to talk about this, especially for all of those who would like to have this kind of understanding. Asiya, would you get started, and I'll come right back to everyone to talk about our topic today.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that? I was having a little issues hearing you. She's gone. One second, everyone. Apologies for the delay, everyone, and thank you for your patience.
I am back.
Okay, so I was not able to hear. Can you hear me?
Can you hear me okay?
You
and I couldn't hear. I can now, but I couldn't hear anything for a moment, and I wasn't sure if I was missing something or we were having technical issues.
Yeah, I'm not sure either because I didn't hear. The last thing I heard was, can you get started? And I didn't hear prior to that, so I didn't know what you wanted me to get started with. So I'm sorry.
All right. Well, it's fine. I want to talk a little bit more about our book, and we'll move into our show. The book by Victor Sanchez has been highly acclaimed, and one of the things that was written about it is that it has clarified and distilled the essence of Carlos Castaneda's writing in the form that everyone can apply in their daily life. It's brilliant, lucid body of works, uncompromising in its integrity. The teachings of Don Juan Carlos reveals the way of the warrior shaman. It seems destined to become a classic. And that was written by Dan Millman, who's the author of The Way of the Peaceful Warrior and No Ordinary Moments. So I cannot recommend this book enough, The Teachings of Don Juan. It is available at audible.com, and you can get it for free if you have not already opened an account with audible.com. You can get the first book for free, and this, I think, is something that will greatly add to everyone's repertoire, especially those who are interested in the practices of shamans and the practice of moving your ego out of the way, which is one of the basic principles of shamanism. So we are moving forward to continue our topic of protection. And last week we talked about how the universe works and how some very basic essential understandings that you need to have so that you can be in harmony with what comes next, because all of this is about us taking responsibility for who we are and having a level of clarity that can keep us clear of all kinds of interferences, from physical, internal, bodily interference to spiritual interferences. And where I'd like to begin, I think, is this idea that you have all heard before, but it's very important to really incorporate the idea that the Creator is all there is. All the life that there is the life of the Creator. And if you put yourself in harmony with that as the Creator and you interact with everyone that way, you will not have any interference. The issue is that we live in a world where that is not the overwhelming thought, and so you haven't been raised that way. You don't think of it until after it's over, even if you think of it at all. But that is one way, that one principle, it's what in Lakesh means. It means that I recognize divinity in you as it is in me. So I see in myself yourself, meaning that we all are from the same source. The Creator made us all. We are, by definition, part of creation and the Creator, if you're made from that. So that one idea, if you incorporated it in everything you did, in every person, every baby, every animal, every tree, every flower that you looked at, you realize that you share the same divinity as the Creator who created you, which would only make sense. If we could, this simple idea, if we could incorporate that, it would change everything in our experience, because everyone we looked upon, we would be seeing them in the same divinity that we should be seeing ourselves in. And that in and of itself would keep us out of judgment and out of corruption in our thinking. So that's the number one most important idea from my estimation in how to live a life of elevation unencumbered by interference. Now, there's other things that are very important in there. You know, everything is an octave or a degree in the direction of how to get to that point. And one of them is congruency. It is so important that we find congruency in our experience. And what that means is that it's not that we don't do things that are necessary to do that we may not 100% want to do. It's that we make up our mind to decide to do them where we're not tearing ourselves apart in two different directions. So if you find yourself in a situation where you need to get up and go to school each day, then the congruent thing to do would be to put yourself in a mindset where you could see the benefit and see the good of it and move yourself forward, or to remove yourself from that alternative completely. So it's not so much that anyone's saying that you have to go to school. It's more that whatever you do, you want to do it at a level of congruency. So if you live in the house with someone and they're doing something you don't like, then you are torn between not liking that and living in the house with them, where that might be something that you would resolve by changing the way you think about it or moving out or having them move out. So what happens is we find that spiritually, and of course everything follows the spirit, everything first happens in the unseen and then moves to the seen. So in our everyday activities, in our everyday life experience with the people who we love and the people we're married to, with our children, when we find ourselves extremely frustrated and we find ourselves doing things we don't want to do, this is where disease, physically and spiritually and mentally, set in. because we need to have a level of congruency. So until you can change something, it's important that you move yourself out of being at war with it, because it's an internal war with your own thinking. You know, you lay in the bed with someone you hate, you should get up, sleep on the floor, sleep in another room. You know, it's if you, or you should think about it differently. You know, find a way to think about it that will bring you to congruency, which will lead eventually to peace. And it helps you continuously move yourself towards wholeness, so that when you move forward, all of you, your spirit, your mind, your brain, your mental, your physical, all is moving in the same direction, not where you're walking into a room that your spiritual is staying out in the other room and your mental is down the street and where you really want to be is in another state. So move congruently, and this way you move in strength, and this keeps you solid, because it's in the cracks that negative comes in. It's in the incongruencies. It's in the weaknesses that things can come in. Remember, you are the control of this dimension, but you are giving away your power when you're incongruent. Does that make sense, Asiya? Is that easy to follow?
Yes, it makes perfect sense.
So that's something that's very, very, very important. And these are things that you may have heard before. I hope that today's discussion will help you to understand them at a deeper level, or to see how it's true in your past experiences that when there's incongruencies, there's always weakness. Another point that I thought about this morning in speaking with Asiya, she brought up an idea that we had talked about previously, and this is the idea of your environment and the clutter in your environment. It is very important that what does not serve you is not around you. So if you have things that are broken that are not about to be fixed, if you have things that are beautiful but they are five sizes too small, or if you have old writings, things from grammar school, and you're 60 and there's no purpose for them, if they're not serving you, they don't need to be around you. If they still serve you, if they are providing some inspiration for yourself or others, or if they are giving you something, then you should keep them. But things that don't serve you start to degrade, and then they become something that's negative against you, because they weigh down on you as they have no service for you. And that was something that came up in a conversation. I don't know if you want to give an example of it, Asiya, but this is something that even in your clothes closet, if you haven't had on a garment for a year or two, it may be time to let it be of use to someone else. Because if you were really interested in it, you've had 360 days plus to have an opportunity to do something with it. If it holds some sentimental value because it costs a lot of money, it may be that value is imprisoned in your closet, keeping you from getting brand new things that you could use, wear, and appreciate and enjoy, that others could appreciate you in, and then you could be beautiful and current in them. So it's not that I'm opposed to anything old. It's that if it serves you, wonderful. If it doesn't serve you, move it out of your environment, because it then becomes a detriment to you, because then the darkness will move in the fact that it's not serving you. And this applies to basements full of clutter, attics full of clutter, under the bed, closets, corners of the room, all of those things. And it really is an example of what's going on in your mind. What's going on when I go in to do a clearing, a soul clearing on someone? We can see from the soul clearing the kind of clutter the person has not gotten rid of, unfinished business, things that are obsolete, things that don't serve to bring them forward or elevate them, but take them back to imaginary times or into the past. And we can't make anything from the past. We can only work from the moment that we're in to produce the future. And, of course, we are the accumulations of the moments from the past. However, if we go back to the past, then we're not making the present moment, nor are we making the future. So it's important to revisit these things and see if they serve you, wonderful. If they're not serving you, move them so that new things that can serve you, there'll be room for them in your consciousness, because your closets are like a physical representation of your consciousness. If you have a house that has three closets and all of them are filled up, in your subconscious mind, you may be unable to receive anything else because you don't have any room in your consciousness or your closets. If you empty out your closets and you want to have new things, all of a sudden, because you're already at that level of being able to give yourself that amount, your closets will fill up again. So this is a very important understanding, and this helps keep us moving. It helps keep us moving forward. It helps keep the flow of energy coming into us with new, fresh, current, in-the-moment experiences, especially if you find yourself not having enough money. This idea of getting rid of things will be very helpful so that you can allow new things to come in. I have been in houses where there was so much in the cabinets that the countertops were covered with all the groceries that come in. There was no room in the cabinets for the groceries to go. There was no room for anything else to happen. So even in the garden, there was so much going on that they couldn't bring the food in from the garden into the house because there wasn't any room in the refrigerator or the cabinets or the counters. So there was no ability to have movement of money. There was it stopped the money because there was no flow. So we want to be in the flow, move things forward, give them to others, allow others to enjoy them, allow others to appreciate them, make room so that you can get more. And if it's not of any use to you, if it doesn't serve you, people, places, animals, things, plants, then move away from the things that don't serve you. This will keep you from becoming stagnant in the stagnant arena, in the area of being stagnant. This is where we get attachments. This is where we find interference. It's not the mountains that get us. It's the molehills. It's the little things in our experiences that are where negative comes in. The big things, we're all looking out for the big things. We're looking out for the person who knocks on the door, but we're not looking out for the things under our bed. So, did you have anything you want to share about this?
Yes, I had two examples. One was about my house in Chicago and living with my mom. There was a lot of clutter that was left over from when my dad passed away, and there's actually still a lot there, but my mother, I think I was out of town or something, but my mother started cleaning up the basement and removing things that my dad had left, and she was sick at the time. She had like a really bad cold, and right after she just cleared out one main corner of the basement, she said that she tears came to her eyes and she started releasing physically, and her cold just immediately cleared up. And even when we cleaned up other parts of the house that had gotten cluttered from, you know, my dad passing away, I mean, the way the energy flowed through the house, it was like you could actually breathe. You can actually feel the difference in how you're taking in oxygen and the way that you feel, the way that you're able to concentrate. And there was a lack of irritation that used to be there. So there was a lot of experiences, and it also helped to enhance our relationship. And just a lot took place with that was really very healing to both of us. And the other thing that I wanted to bring up was I know of people who have taken furniture or objects, things that are passed down, whether like from a neighbor or from like another family member. And the other day I was thinking about attaching spirits. And when me and you did an event back in 2012, you removed a ghost from couch that it was attached to, and that was something that I wanted to talk about briefly, because when we take things from other people, we don't really know what's going on in their home. We don't know what type of clutter or what type of interference they have going on that is, you know, stuck to whatever objects they may be getting rid of. So that's something to be aware of when, you know, because it may be a nice piece of furniture or whatever it is, but I think that it's important for people to know that before they take something, you know, ask your body, you know, like, will this be good in my home? Will this be useful for my body? Should I get this cleared before I use it? And I would recommend anybody that's getting something from someone else to get it cleared, you know, before you bring it into your space, because you may bring something with an attachment into your space, and then all of a sudden you have distorted thoughts that don't even belong to you. So that was the second part. And actually, there was one more thing that I wanted to talk about, and it's something that it's some people may find it weird, but, you know, I am very open about this, but a lot of times before we do the radio shows, I find myself having an evacuation. And I think that that's great, because it lets me know that the vibration that I'm getting ready to step in, listening to Soul Solution and being on the show, is like a cleansing mechanism for me. So I think that people should also realize that cleaning your body, the inside of your body, making sure that, you know, whether you're taking green caps, black caps, or whatever you're doing, you know, drinking water, whatever you're doing to make sure your system stays clean, that's a really important way to keep yourself elevated. Because I know every time I have an evacuation, it's like it's a brand new day. So, you know, that's it works for me, and anybody who, you know, who everyone knows what it feels like to release waste and to just know, feel that resetting feeling in your body and your mind, and just to feel, you know, brand new. So those are the points that I wanted to bring up, and I'm done.
Well, I'm really glad that you brought up that point. That's something that we really need to take a moment to talk about. The idea, well, first of all, for those of you who don't know, the green caps are a colon strengthener that's sold at DNAReplicate.com, and the black caps are for gas and for parasites, and they're a traditional parasite combination of herbs that help keep you free of gas and parasites. But the idea that you mentioned about people coming, getting things, like when you buy things, you're not, you know, from like a garage sale or used or secondhand. It's always wise, if you can, to wash them off if it's possible with furniture and mattresses and things like that. I actually would not encourage anyone to buy a mattress that way, but anything that's tufted, things like that, they where it's not really possible to thoroughly wash it, it is a good idea to check with your body. Those of you who are working with me already know how to use your body pendulum and ask your body if this is something that would be good for you, or do you really need to have a clearing done on it to make sure that it's something that you should bring home. But that's actually the case even when there's not what we would consider an energetic presence. Often there are microorganisms, there are insects, or there are pests attached to things that you may get that have lived in the house with others, because all of these things have spiritual underpinnings. So if a person has roaches, for instance, in the house, and that may mean that they're not paying attention to the small things, the small hidden things in their life. That's the spiritual equivalent of that. And then, of course, because they're not paying attention to the small things, then all the conditions that that kind of insect thrives in then has those kind of conditions. Or so there's more than that. There's the idea of mold. There's the idea of other small physical things that really are spiritual ideas made manifest in the physical of what they are. So that's something I did want to touch on. And then the idea with the green and the black caps, and being to the lighter we are physically, the less debris we have in us, just like the less useless debris we have in our environments, it's exactly the same idea as clutter. We want to keep everything moving, We don't want to eat something on Monday and it still be in us on Saturday. So we want to keep our systems moving all the time in a natural way. So laxatives are addictive and not a really good idea, but we should be doing things that taking things like the green caps and the black caps to keep us clean and clear, because this is another one of those small areas in which things get in. This is where if you have an acid condition in your body and produce the kind of bioorganisms or biology or bioecology in your digestive tract and in your colon that will attract these kinds of things, then that's how something can get into you. It can come in through the food, or it can come in because you have an environment that is conducive for the growth of negative things because of its acid condition and its debris. In the same way that in a house, if things are not disturbed and they sit for a long time in a basement or an attic or in your closets or somewhere, then we still set up the same kind of conditions where something can come in. So again, it's not the big things, it's the small things that really become the problem. So I think that was really good that you brought that forward about keeping your body light. I'm really very motivated to keep myself as light as possible, to eat light food, to eat food that has, to eat light in terms of the weight of it, but to eat food that has light in it, and to keep myself free of it bogging me down so that I can better serve everyone and myself. So I think those were great, Asiya.
Thank you.
And I want to move on to, unless we have a caller, I'll move on to another idea. Do we have anybody in?
No, we don't have any. No callers yet.
All right. Well, one of the other things that I think is extremely important is always looking at every event, every circumstance, and every experience to see how is it that it's in our divine favor. So that would mean, for instance, if you were traveling across the country, like Asiya is, she's on tour now, and you find yourself in traffic or you find any of the normal things that happen in traveling, but to see it, to be in the moment, to experience the moment, not so much where you're going, the destiny, to experience the moment, and to see each event as how is this that this is moving me forward in my evolution, because we have to really understand that this lifetime is a classroom or an evolution for us to get to the next step so that we can fully access who we are. So how is it that each person that I meet along my way, or each person I meet at work, or whoever's sitting next to me, or my boss who I'm not really all that fond of, how is that helping me get to the point? When you learn to start thinking from that point of view, everything stops being personal to you. And you're not thinking the person personally has anything against you. You realize that you are moving at your own pace with your understanding of what's taking place, and your understanding is determining how your experience is how you're receiving your experience, instead of from the point of view that the person has determined what your destiny and your experience will be. So that would mean that if you went into the store and the clerk spoke to you, and you're looking at the clerk and remembering that this clerk is divine, as all things are, and you are both made by the Creator and everything divine, your experience after you look at that person and that person talks to you is part of your way of seeing how this is moving you along. And if you do that, if you could keep that in mind to do, then your experiences will accumulate one beyond the other into an enormous pile that pushes you forward in your evolution. So I hope everyone can understand that. There's a few other things I want to talk about. I want to talk about that there should be time that we spend that's nonverbal. And the book that I recommended today teaches a little bit about how to work in silence, the teachings of Don Carlos, the practical application of the works of Carlo Castaneda. He also talks about how to free your ego and how to work in silence. And this has become something that's quite well known and that people are doing now. This book was written in 1995, and it has become more acceptable for people to understand that we need time in nonverbal, where there's no radio, there's no television, and there's no internal dialogue going on. And that's called nonverbal time. So this is another bullet in your belt to help you, an ammunition for you to use to keep yourself highly elevated, is to move into nonverbal so that you can get what there is for you in the nonverbal experience. So most of us, especially who live in cities, are kind of bombarded with music and on the elevator, on the escalator, in the buildings, in the malls, in our offices, on the phones while we're on hold. We've been kind of bombarded with verbal messages, and then in our own mind, we replicate that by speaking all the time. So nonverbal time is very important as well.
Excuse me.
And,
can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, I would just like to play the mid-show commercial just real quick.
Yes.
Okay, hold on.
Soul Solution Food for the Soul Radio is happy to be sponsored by Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken digital audio entertainment and information. They have over 150,000 titles to choose from, and you can listen to them on any device, including whatever you're hearing us on right now. And if you sign up at our URL, which is audibletrial.com/soulsolution, you get one free audiobook and a one-month trial of service.
Well, thank you for that. And I
have
another point I want to bring forward. And this is something that almost everyone does this. And this is something that it's a fine edge that we have to walk. And that's this idea of being stingy with ourselves, where when someone says something to us, because the computer and the television, everything is, you know, get it cheap, get it for less, get as much as you can. And that can go on the side where we become stingy with ourselves, where we see something, we want it, and because we can't get it, not that we don't have the money, but, you know, this is like a vicious circle, but because we're unwilling to pay the price that's being asked or give it the value that's being asked for it, then we deny ourselves something that we're interested in or something we really want. So I wanted to bring this point forward because it's very important that you don't be stingy with yourself by assigning a discount value to you. Now, what we do repeatedly and often becomes our belief system and how we look at things in our mental landscape. So if we think that we have to have things that are on sale or at discount exclusively because we not so much that we don't have the money, but we're not willing to assign the value of our desire to equal the value of the price, that becomes a psychological doorway for us to get tied up with trying to coerce or trying to finagle or trying to push people into giving us discounts or asking for less, which then makes a vicious cycle of the value of whatever it is. The value is subjective. So it's like looking at artwork. It's, you know, a picture my child drew for me when they were five might be very valuable to me where it wouldn't be valuable to someone else. And if they were an auction, I might be prepared to pay more for it than someone else would be because of the value it has for me. And it's the same thing when we're looking at the things that we want in life, whether it's a car or an apartment or clothing or whatever it is, whatever value we assign to it, if we are stingy with ourselves and we still are lusting after it, we still really want the thing, but we're refusing to pay the value of it, it's an incongruent activity. And in the incongruency is where there's an issue. This is where negative can come in and exploit the situation. So I'm not saying that we shouldn't get discount things or that we shouldn't get things on sale or we shouldn't look for value, but there's a point at which we jump the expense, and then everything in our experience has to be devalued to a sale or discount relegation in our mental attitudes. And so we should be mindful that we don't get stingy with ourselves. And I'm not really commenting about whether we'll be stingy with others, but certainly don't be stingy with yourself first, and then the rest of it will take care of itself. So I wanted to definitely mention that because this is something that's so prevalent in our experience. Also, I want to comment on, and this is actually a quote from a famous wise person from India, His Holiness Lord Sari Baba. He says, God equals man minus the ego. The negative ego is a mountain range that stands between you and self-realization. You die to your lower self and you realize the higher self. In the beginning stages, the path of the negative ego is in control. In the middle stages, there is a tremendous battle for control. And in the latter stages, the negative ego, which is embodied in the dweller on the threshold, has been mastered and subjugated. And I think this is a worthy quote for us to speak about today because it is certainly something that I went through, and I think all of us who are in the third dimension have this experience because the ego is always pushing us to, you know, be better than someone else instead of just being who we are. And whenever we seek to gain advantage over another, we have stepped outside of our divinity because we are our other selves. So how can we possibly gain advantage over ourselves? So I wanted to definitely mention that. I think that's worthy of our attention today. And another thing to do for our elevation and for the purposes of protection is to think of ourselves as evolving into entities that are moving towards higher service, and that we would be eager and delighted to join on or collaborate with others who are doing work that would help all of us evolve. And the principle would be we will be one or we will be nothing, one for all and all for one. This is a very important principle when looking at negative forces and determining when something is has our interest at heart or has another interest at heart. One of the questions I always ask is, is it your interest for you to be interact with me for you and your own personal interest, or are you interested in all of the people on this planet? So if we think of it, if we align ourselves where we are the ones who are interested in all of us elevating, all of us moving forward, it puts us in harmony with the reality that we're all from one creator. And that includes everything that is on our planet, because everything is in its natural state and everything has been created. So I hope this will be helpful for those of you who are listening today. And we don't have any callers. I'm going to go on just a little bit about thinking about your appetites, your physical body and its appetites. This is another area in which things can come in and disrupt our ability to be at peace and to be elevated. Our appetites are determined, if they are determined by our physical body, that is out of order. It should be that the spiritual and the mental are in alliance with the physical body to know and to choose. And when our physical body is in its proper state, its own intelligence will help us make decisions about what it is that our appetites should be. But when our physical bodies are out of sync, then our appetites are for cigarettes and for Coca-Cola and for sugar and for drugs and for a variety of things that will produce the kind of ecology in our bodies that will invite in negative things. So learning to master our physical body and its appetites is really a golden rule. And then learning to master our emotional and desires, that part of our bodies is very important as well. Because if we don't, our emotions will most certainly push us around. And we have to learn to choose our emotions and how it is that we will interact and be sustained so that we can enjoy peace and tranquility and joy. Because our emotions are very important to us, and they are essentially what will help us evolve. However, they do need to be brought into proper behavior. You know, in the same way that if you have a pet and you want the pet to be able to live peacefully with you, that it has to be brought into a certain behavior so that it's conducive for the way you live. So it's that way with ourselves. Our physical bodies have to be brought into a understanding that's compatible with life, as well as our emotional and desires, our other appetites. All of our appetites should be moving towards the idea of mastery, because it's important for us to understand that we are not our minds. The mind is a tool that we can use for creating our reality along with our emotions, our desires, and our appetites. And then once we are eliminate that, then we want liberation and ascension and God realization. The material desires are something that I'm certainly not against. However, they need to be in alignment with our spiritual needs as well. So any questions at this point?
No, we don't have any callers yet.
Did you have anything?
No, I think everyone is taking notes just like I am.
Well, I have a lot more, but I just wanted to make sure that everyone is following and that we get the most out of this time that we have together. So it's important that we don't give our personal power away to others, that we don't give it to other people, that we don't give it away to ascended masters, that we don't give it away to our subconscious mind, our inner child, our negative ego, our desires, our senses, our physical, our emotional, our mental body. This is a very important lesson to learn, is that our spiritual path begins when we start using our own personal power. Without using our personal power, we become a victim of life and we become dysfunctional. So it's very important to use our personal power in the service of unconditional love. That's one way to move immediately into the proper thought pattern. If we're feeling like we've lost our powers and just start thinking of, you know, how can I be loving to someone else? And know that, you know, we each have an inner child, and just like when we have real children, we have to learn how to parent our inner child properly. We have to get involved with the spiritual realities and take care of our inner child, make sure that we are loving ourselves, make sure that we're giving ourselves the things that we need. And this is each of us individually. It is our individual jobs to do that, to talk to our inner child, to see that our inner child's needs are being met. Maybe we need to play more. Maybe we need more out. Maybe we need to be outside more. Maybe we need to eat a certain way. Or our inner child needs to have a treat. Maybe we need to treat ourselves to a trip or something like that to make sure that we're getting what we need. And then this way, we don't look for others to take care of our inner child for us, because that's not going to really happen. Everyone has enough to take care of on their own, and if you take care of your own inner child, that leaves less for someone else to have to do for you. And it also makes you a more efficient partner for someone else, because you become more whole. So when we think about being of service to humanity, and many people were born in this particular time to be healers to others. And in being healers to others, this may actualize in ways that you haven't thought of. It may be by just speaking to another person when they most need it, or by sitting on the, you know, letting someone sit on the floor and you brush their hair, or it may be being a masseuse, or there's a whole variety of things and healing, how healing takes place. It's also important to learn to be in harmony with others, to not need to be always by yourself. The times of people going up on the mountaintop and living in the caves are kind of over now. It's time now that those who have elevated need to share that with others. And we have to, those who are in the practice and learning to be those people who will help others, those healers, we have to be involved with people on a daily basis so that they can teach another way of being. So people, if everyone is eating poorly and not experiencing their higher experience, if they can see you, it's very healing for them to know that that can happen. It's also important that we keep our words, that if you speak to someone, that you consider in the moment that you're in if you have the power to produce what you're saying. It's important for you to consider, am I willing to sacrifice whatever it will take to make whatever I'm saying happen? And if you know that you're not, then if it's not necessary for you to say anything, don't say anything. It's so important that you don't degrade your position spiritually by saying things and not being able to make them so. So it's a very important aspect that I think is often overlooked, that your integrity and your congruency also is included in what comes out of your mouth. So if you can, instead of promising something, why not just comment on the good thing that you can see in an event or a place or a thing or a person? So instead of saying, you know what, I'm going to do so-and-so for you tomorrow, instead you can say, you know, I think the color you're wearing is really a nice color for you. And then there's no obligation that you have to live up to, that you haven't imprisoned yourself by offering something that you may or may not have the power to produce in that next experience. So these are some of the things that I think are very important for you to know to help protect yourself and to elevate yourself. And I cannot close out without making sure I say that it's extremely important for us to ask for assistance, to ask for our loved ones, our ancestors, those who are around us in the unseen and the seen, those whose names we know and those whose names we don't know, but those who are in our favor, who are working in our highest and greatest good. It is completely appropriate for you to ask them for protection and help, for guidance. I also really like the idea of, before you go to sleep, of asking your, and I've said this before, of asking your subconscious if it will cooperate with you to help you remember your dreams so that they may guide you through your daily life. All of these kinds of thinking that we've talked about today are ways for you to let your subconscious self know that you are looking for elevation, protection, and you're looking to ascend wherever you are now. So if you're already a master, then you'll be a third-degree master. If you're already a third-degree master, this will make you a 10th-degree master. If you are at the point where you're beginning, then this moves you into a place where you can be taught more things. But it is very important to recognize that this is a free choice universe. And if you do nothing and you don't ask, if you don't do, if you don't decide, if you don't make decisions, if you don't move in your emotional, physical, mental, and spiritual experience, that it is against the law for anyone who is not embodied to assist you because you haven't asked and because this is a free choice experience for the very purpose of teaching you to ask. there's a level of humbleness in having to ask. There's a level of having to put down the ego and having to ask. So it's an important aspect of your growth and development. It's also very important that everyone get grounded every day. And I am going to have at DNAReplicate.com, I hope in the next month or so, I'm going to have some grounding mats for people to use and grounding pillowcases where you can plug in the pillowcase into a grounding, the grounding portion of the socket, and ground while you sleep so that you'll be grounded for 8 hours. This grounding adds great ability for your body to have the energy that comes up from the earth itself that will protect you, your physical body. When the weather is good and you can, go outside, sit on the ground, sit on a blanket or on something cotton or made out of natural fibers, and allow the energy of the earth to come up through that into you. Walk barefoot or wear something like a moccasin where that's conducive so you can get the earth energies up through your body. This will strengthen your entire electrical system, will strengthen your immune system, and your immune system is your unseen protector or borders that stop things from coming in. If you have the vitamins and the minerals, you're grounded, and you're thinking the right thoughts, you are protected. And that's really the end of our show today. I want to let you all know that for the next 2 weeks, we will not be having a show. However, we hope that you'll go to Low Tub the Sound on YouTube and listen in the archives to some of the previous shows that Asiya and I have done. And I hope that you will find them interesting and enlightening. I hope they will be of some use and help to you all. And we look forward to coming back to you later on in the month of June, that we will be off the air for the next 2 Wednesdays. So thank you all for joining us. And
what,
I think we have
a
special.
Wait, three people got in queue last minute, and since, you know, we are going to be gone for a couple of weeks, would you like to take them?
Yes, I think we can do that.
Okay, all right, well, we only have 3 callers, area code 404, area code 81, code 301. So the first caller is area code 404. I'm trying to unmute
Welcome.
You. Hold on. 1 second. My connection is very weak. Okay, area code 404, your mic is unmuted.
Welcome.
404, last 4 digits, 3461. Your mic is unmuted. Okay, we're going to go to the next one. Area code 818, last 4 digits, 0045. Your mic is unmuted.
Greetings and salutations. This is Karen in Glendale, California.
Karen, you are the inspiration for our last 2 shows, so thank you so much for making the recommendation for the topics.
Yes, and I was listening. I didn't get into the queue, but I was listening, and I'm an archive queen as well. I just, wow. Thank you. Appreciate the extra time today in your future absence. My specific question, Sharmila Oda, is would you please speak on the asking and the intentions? How much, or is it, mental and verbal, the mental or verbal asking. Would you please speak on that?
Yes, and thank you for the question. The idea is that because we live in a free choice universe, it is necessary that each day in our meditation, we each should have a spiritual practice. It's best if you have it at the beginning of each day, but it doesn't have to be that way. It can be at night. It can be in midday, but it's best that each day, because generally the protection that you ask for does come to you. However, it usually only lasts 24 hours. So it is important that you ask, and you may ask in your mind or you may ask verbally. It doesn't really matter. What matters more is that you ask consistently enough for it to be known that you really want it. So when you, the first day you ask, you may or you may not get it, but you most certainly will get it if you continue to ask, especially if you ask at the same time each day. So I would, that's what I would encourage you to do, is to go into meditation and say, you know, may I be protected and all the ones who are in my household, or may I be protected and my daughter or my grandchild or whatever it is, anyone who is in your care, and ask for the protection. And then whatever else that you, it's personal, that you would like to discuss with those who are in the unseen, then you can continue. It doesn't have to be belabored, but it should be consistent, and it should happen in within 24-hour periods. Does that
help
you?
Yes, it did. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kyrena. Our next caller is area code 301, last four digits 2170. Your mic is unmuted.
Hi, Asiya and Lo. This is Tanya from New Orleans. I'm going to tell you.
How are you doing, Tanya?
I am moving forward, forward, forward.
Excellent. I hear you're doing great.
I am, and I've grown a lot because of the work that I've done with you, and still there's more work to be done, and I just wanted to tell you that I'm coming back around, and not back, but I'm moving forward, and there's some services that I know that I can benefit from, so just be on the lookout for me, because I'm going to be calling you.
Well, you are our DNA family. You're part of our DNA family. You really can't escape us. We are with you all the time, and we always want to have a family reunion, so we look forward to it.
Yes, and the show today was excellent. The spiritual practice part is resonated with me, because I was always the type of person that would be pretty wishy-washy and ungrounded about my spiritual practice. But I know when I started to say yes to myself and yes to my vision, and, you know, really, really focusing out and grounding myself, I'm finding that things are being, they're coming a lot easier. And I don't really worry about too much anymore. You know what I mean? So it's, the show was good. It was great. I really enjoyed it. And, you know, I have my wish list, and, you know, I'm going to make sure that I move ahead and move forward with a spiritual practice that's consistent and rooted and grounded.
I think this is going to be great. You sound like you're in a different place now and ready for this. I think just contact us when you're ready to move forward. You know, the most important thing is to move out in congruency. When you're good with it, you know, we're right here waiting for you. Then everything's congruent and everything can move forward. Well, you don't have to have any anxiety about it. You just decide, okay, well, today's the day, and that's what I'll do.
Yeah.
And then you follow through. You feel congruent. You feel powerful. And you've stepped into your own power.
Oh, I feel it. I feel it. I feel the elevation. And I know what to do. I have to call and text you and say, hey, what do? I remember you. You're always with me, even Asiya. Your words continue to walk with me. And I know what to do, because I'm really going in and tuning in and accessing the records myself and just being quiet. And although I do Facebook like crazy, when I get messages and downloads, I spend a lot of time now with me. When I'm driving down the road, up the road, a lot of times the music is off and I'm just with myself. So
yes. It's having that love affair with yourself is very important. It's very important.
Thank you. I love you both.
Thank you. Thank you, Tanya, for calling in.
Love you too, Tanya. Thank you. And our last caller is area code 205, last four digits 1639. Are you there, caller? I'm not sure if your mic is unmuted or not. Okay, my connection is very weak, so I'm having a hard time unmuting people, but let me see. Let me try one more time. Okay, area code 205. Yes.
In Lakesh. Hello?
In Lakesh. Yes, how you doing?
Right. My question was, you said about, like, when someone transitions and you have, like, things attached to their belongings. What if you're, like, you're in someone's house who transitioned and their stuff is all around you? You're talking about, like, sweeping and moving old things out. Do you have any recommendations?
Yes, I do.
I didn't go out there. I mean, I did go out there, but I didn't pay attention.
Can you hear me?
I don't think nothing was out there.
Okay, there's some noise. I think there's a lot of noise in your background, but we'll try to get it out to you. The idea would be that you can, if the space where you sleep, is that someone else's space, or is that space in your
house? This is Demetrius, by the way. The entire house, I inherited the house, which is a blessing, but this was my dad's house who transitioned. So as I'm going through his plaid suits and stuff and throwing them away, other stuff, so I was wondering, like, you were talking about, like, attachments to things.
Well,
is there any clearing I need to do?
I think you should contact me by text or email, and I'll look at the property. But one of the things that you can do is, what I would do, is the house carpeted or is it all wood floors?
Carpeted, marbled, it varies, depends on what part.
Because the things that are scrubbable, I would scrub them. The things that are anything that's cleanable, I would clean it. Mattresses, I would replace. Pillows, I would wash. Anything that's old clothing that is not of use to you, I would donate it and get rid of it. And the things like books and anything that might collect mold, or because mold is kind of an entity. Anything like that, I would get rid of. But if it has sentimental value, the only thing I really wouldn't keep is mattresses.
Okay.
Because you can shampoo the carpets, you can scrub the floors, you can wash the curtains and things like that, and that will remove much. If you feel there's something in the house, contact me. I'll take a look and see at what level it is. If it's a level where you can take care of it, I'll teach you how to do it. If it's not at a level you can take care of it, then I can do it for you. Because there's much that you can do. There's much you can do yourself. Are you feeling at all uncomfortable? Or are you comfortable in the house?
I'm comfortable.
Well, then it may not be anything there that, other than just keeping everything clean and uncluttered, that needs to happen. Generally, if there's something in the house, people will know it and they'll be uncomfortable about it. So I'm going to say right now, based on how you're talking about it, that go through, clean, declutter, wash as much as you can. And if nothing is making you feel uncomfortable, we can leave it at that.
Then it's plaid suits, no.
Well, I think you can. I'm sure there's someone who just really wants those plaid suits. So I'm glad you called in, Demetrius. Thank you for calling.
All right. Bye.
Thank you, Demetrius. Our last caller is area code 404, last four digits 3461. Your mic is unmuted.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes, thank you for calling.
Greetings. I heard about the show from Get Your It Together.
Oh,
and thank you for being on it. But I, after listening to you on that show and hearing a part of you on this one, I want to become part of the DNA family.
Oh, fantastic. That's fantastic. I hope you'll come to our website, dnareplicate.com, and subscribe to Low of the Sun on YouTube. And do you have a question today?
Well, you got to talking about accumulating things and things that are no age. I give away a lot of stuff, but it seems like the more I give away, the more I get. And I'm like, boy, I mean, I give it to practically everybody. And it just continues to just accumulate again. So how do you do something about that?
Well, actually, you know, you're really operating in the flow of the universe. The more enthusiastically and generously that you give, the more enthusiastically and generously that you get. The idea is, are you getting things that you really want or that you really enjoy or that you would like to give others? And it's more the idea of refining how the flow of abundance is coming into you. So depending on how you're feeling about it, it's not at all a problem that there's a circulation going, a flow of goods in and a flow of goods out. You may be a person who, that's what you are, a conduit for other people to get things through. Is that how you feel about yourself?
I do. How do you elevate yourself? Are you just, just how you'll be throughout this life?
No. It's how you, where you are when you get here is not where you will end up unless you want to stay that way. There are many ways for you to elevate beyond that, and almost all of them have to do with how you think about yourself. So if you will explore the website and contact us on the page, listen to some of the other radio shows on the YouTube channel of Low Tub the Sun, I think that you will really get a lot of information. And we're going to be off the air for a couple of weeks, but when we come back, what's your name? We'll look forward to talking to you.
Carol and Zuri.
Okay, Carol. I hope that you'll explore a little bit more. I'm glad you listened to the other show, and we're so happy to have you join, and we want you to be part of the DNA family, and you can definitely have your DNA reconnected next Wednesday night.
I definitely want that. I want that like yesterday.
You can find out about that at DNAReplicate.com. Just go into the store. You have to go into the store once you hit the website, hit the tab that says store, find out more about it. I think you're going to be really happy with what you're learning. And when you sign up for DNA, you do get study materials. So you'll get an audio book, and you'll get another book that has amazing information that you're not familiar with that will surprise you and enlighten you and will most definitely elevate you, because it's not what we've been taught in the third dimension. So I'm so glad to meet you, Carol, and I see you, and I look forward to you calling back into the show.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
Likewise.
Thanks, Carol. All right. So thank you for everyone that called in last minute and extended our show. You all must love us so much.
Well, and I we most love certainly you too. Love all the ones who called in.
Yeah, so make sure you join us 3 Wednesdays from now. So the next 2 Wednesdays we won't be on, but the Wednesday after that, we will be back. So make sure you catch up on the archives, the shows that you missed, and check out our website, DNAReplicate.com, FreeYourMindToShine.com. And, yeah, I think we're good to go. So I'll play our last sponsor commercial, and we'll end happy as usual. And Lakesh, everyone.
Soul Solutions Food for the Soul Radio is happy to be sponsored by Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken digital audio entertainment and information. They have over 150,000 titles to choose from, and you can listen to them on any device, including whatever you're hearing us on right now. And if you sign up at our URL, which is audibletrial.com/soulsolution, you get 1 free audiobook and a 1-month trial of service.